With the roller coaster of weather this last week, many folks are wondering how our wheat is getting along. Hi there, I'm Jeannie, your K-State agronomist, and that's the question about our wheat that's been looming on my mind also. So when I went back to the weather data, it shows that we had a high of 71 degrees last Sunday and a low of -8 by last Thursday night. Now that's a pretty good swing over just a few days. Now, first of all, we really won't know about any type of damage for a while. You've heard me say many times that it takes 10 to 14 days to know if we have frost damage on our wheat, especially when our wheat's a little further along in its development, but that's also the case right now. There are several things working in our favor. Wheat comes out of dormancy over time, and it's not necessarily a really quick process. In addition, even on the days when we were getting to 60 degrees or above last week, our overnight lows were still at 20 degrees or below. Now, those overnight lows are really what's holding wheat in its dormancy. In addition, by the time we reached those very cold temperatures, we were getting some snow on the ground. That snow acts as insulation to help keep that soil just a bit warmer. Now, I did a little bit of research on how snow helps soil temperatures stay a bit warmer. Some of the research from the University of Saskatchewan shows that if the air temperature is negative 22 degrees, with even 2.5 inches of snow, it'll help keep that soil temperature at the wheat crown at 0.9 degrees. Now, if they had over 4.5 inches of snow, that soil temperature at the crown was over 20 degrees. So here's the official recommendations from K-State on the cold tolerance of wheat. Wheat needs at least 4 to 5 leaves and 1 to 2 tillers prior to winter dormancy for a good cold tolerance. But for maximum cold tolerance, 3 to 5 well-developed fall tillers is ideal. In this situation, wheat can withstand air temperatures of -5 to -10 degrees for a couple of hours without significant risk of winter kill, as long as the temperatures at that crown level did not reach the single digits. So when I checked the weather data from that MesoNet weather stations, the temperature at the 2-inch depth did not get lower than 24 degrees, and at the 4-inch depth, it did not get lower than 27 degrees. So for the moment, we're just really in a wait-and-see situation with how the wheat handled those cold temperatures. I'm planning to dig some wheat plants to bring in the office and warm up. I'll cut the tops off those wheat plants to see how that regrowth goes, and we'll know in several days how the wheat handled the cold. So if you have a few minutes, go out and do that exact same thing. Dig some plants, bring them in into the warmth, and give them some water, and let me know what you find. If you have any questions, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or you can check out our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy.